beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
And empty and cold. Spirits. That was Paulette Meyer singing Truth is One from her timeless Quaker Wisdom CD, and also Art Thou in Darkness. I love how the solution to darkness is to look for the light. It's always there. And we started that set with Melissa Etheridge, Precious Pain, because you know we've all had it, and we've held on to it, and we do until we're ready and willing to let it go. And that's what we're here every week doing on Inner Divinity, learning how to let the pain go and open to the light. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and we're also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier, healthier life. And we focus on empowering your higher self. And I am so happy you have joined us today. It is so great to be here. Happy Wednesday. My name is Sage Woman, and I am in gratitude. I just got in from Sedona. I had the beautiful privilege to be there for 8 days and experience the energy of the red rocks and the vortexes and just such amazing growth on an accelerated level. So today, in honor of Valentine's Day, I really want to talk about the heart and love and the energy that comes from that vortex of our own, that energy vortex of our heart chakra, and also talk a little bit about some of the things that weave their way into my time away from this beautiful city. And it's a pleasure to be here back doing what I love so much. But before we go into that discussion, I just want to remind everyone that we are a listener-supported station, and we are especially thankful for those who support this show, Inner Divinity. We support the community, and we are supported in return. And then I'd also like to share a word from one of our underwriters, Miss Mary Manera. Okay, well, not quite yet. We'll go back to that. Welcome home, Sage. Oh, I love it. So let's talk about Valentine's Day, the day of love. And I think one of the most important things for me to remember about that day of love is that day of love should be every day and should be something that we are tuned into, whether it's our self and our sense of love, of self-love, where it all begins, and also that love we share for others. And I had the most remarkable experience in Sedona. You know, I had never been there before. And, of course, you hear all kinds of things about the place and the vortexes. And, you know, a vortex can be, you know, a dust bowl in the desert. It can be where the flow of water, you know, turns into that whirlpool in a river. But I think in Sedona, the vortexes are really created by this spiraling spiritual energy that's just there. And that energy will so interact with you on your inner self, especially. And, you know, the beauty is magnificent. When I first drove in, I was like overwhelmed just looking at the red rocks and the beauty of creation and creator. And I felt so small. I mean, immediately it's like, does it even matter why I'm here? And of course, you know, everything always changes in that essence. But it was more about the honoring of the beauty of what is. And I thought to myself, even if we as the human race were not on this, you know, beautiful planet, that those red rocks would be there, and they are just beautiful. And I think for me, you know, I really had this amazing experience of letting go of ego and opening my heart even wider. And I know for a fact that that is nothing that'll ever be completely done, because as we operate in human form, our spiritual essence, you know, showing up in human form, we are experiencing the energy of humanness and the frailties of our ego-driven emotions that don't always come from love, right? So as I think about what it means to me to be of love and to have energy of love towards all mankind, I mean, not just yourself first, of course, and that's huge. I mean, without that, what is there? It's difficult to receive love or give it. But I think also just the love of everything. And I know the word's overused, but the truth of the matter for me is that love is all there is. And when you're coming from your heart chakra, that energy that's right in the middle of the lower chakras that ground you to earth and the higher chakras that, you know, take you up into the energy of spirit, that heart chakra has to be open and balanced. If it's not, it's where you feel insecure or fearful. And if you feel fear, that's what breeds those things like jealousy or insecurity, or you take things personal and you just are at the whim and the the wind can blow you anyway. So for me and on my journey, it's really been about letting go of ego. And some ego is fine, you know, it's there for a reason, but when you desire to move through ego, it means that you are in a place of detachment, and that no matter what anyone does to trigger you, and if it triggers you, then you need to look deep and say to yourself, what is this? Because for me, at least at where I'm at in my life, I desire to walk through that so that I can be in a place of passion and compassion, but detachment, and so that I have the growth to be in that space of Christ consciousness, not just when everyone's saying, hey, Sage, you're great, but more importantly, you know, I don't agree with you, I don't think this, blah, 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 blah. That is where you really have to reach in and dig deep and grab out that heart energy. And I have to say, being in the energy vortex of my own self and my heart, and then being in Sedona, I also was so gifted with 10 other women and a couple others that weren't in the house with us that are friends. But to be in this experience for 7-8 days with all of these amazing women who were on their own spiritual journey that came with their own vortex, with their own heart chakra. And boy, were we all amazing teachers and students, because that to me was what it was all about. Obviously, it's awesome and cool to interact with all the great, you know, healers and teachers and classes and workshops that are there. It's beautiful. And gosh, my favorite was walking in nature and just simply being in that essence. But really, when you're interacting with another human being, whether you know them well or you don't, you are then in the place of really being, okay, am I going to drop in my heart center? Or am I going to come from my ego? And I had the opportunity to do both. Oh, I will spare you all the details. But like I said, I had no idea I'd be talking about today, because I had a guest, but she's not feeling well. And I send you great energy, Miss Priestess Sister Mary M., and feel well, and we'll get you back on here. But I thought today, well, you know what? I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day, but from the essence of my own lesson that I got to experience in my travels last week. And it was about getting out of my own way and releasing my own fears of lack or doubt or this or that, that really I just thought, you know, gee, I've worked through this. But when you choose to walk your path and talk your talk and you really just want to be of light and that energy of love, then Spirit Creator is going to give you the amazing opportunity to learn from master teachers. And those are the angels that show up in earth form to rock your world, to push your buttons, to just trigger everything. And when you realize it has nothing to do with them, they are perfect in every way that they are in that moment. It's about how you respond, how you show up. And guess what? You're not better. You're not worse. You know, nobody's more spiritual, less spiritual, more evolved, less evolved. Come on, throw that out. We are all wise. We all came here from the same place, and we're all going back to the same place. We just choose to use our gifts at certain times or not. And that is part of the elevation of moving and opening your heart chakra. Because when you dare to walk through that path that feels so crappy and feels so alone and so scary and so wounded, but you choose to stay there and walk through it and not walk away or run away, you are going to feel the shift, the vortex, the energy, the Christ consciousness, the goddess, the creator, the Buddha, just the mountains, the nature move through you, and you are able to release and let go of those ego-driven emotions of fear and insecurity and lack, and be able to rise through that and remember your own divinity and remember your own inner wisdom and your relationship with Creator and what that means. And, goodness me, I didn't have to do anything but show up and experience others to be taught to look deeper in myself and walk fearlessly through my old wounds that no longer serve me. And it is a test. And I think they accelerate it in the Sedonas, in the Red Rocks in Sedona. I think things are moved pretty quick because it feels like I was able to work through something that might have taken a lifetime. So anyway, I am again in gratitude for that opportunity to feel my heart open and be more loving towards self and towards all. And gosh, that's the biggest gift. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to share a song. And this song I love. I've played it before, but I'm feeling it today. And bear with me. I'm sure you're going to hear it. But it is by Mick Jagger, Bono. It's called Joy. And it's just about bliss. It's about what is love. It's movement. It's joy. It's feeling your heart expand. And I want to send this song out to my Sedona roomies, my wonderful, wise women teachers that I got to spend time with, and also two lovelies that didn't stay in the house but experienced their own journey as well. So let's shake a little bit, move a little bit, and get some energy going, and I'll be right back.
Oh,
Definitely dancing. Gotta love that. That was Mick Jagger and Bono with Joy. So we are going to also now hear from Mary Manera, one of our underwriters. So I'll be back in just a hot second.
This is Mary Manera, creator of Enter the Quiet Silent Retreats at Hope Springs Institute in Peebles, Ohio. Online at hopespringsinstitute.org. I'm hosting our 16th annual Women's Retreat, February 14th through the 17th, and a retreat for men and women, October 3rd through 6th. For more information, you can call 513-470-2973 or visit our page at hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet. That's 513-470-2973 or hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet.
So welcome back. Again, this is Sage, and this is 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, live streaming on WAIF883.org. Thank you so very much for being here with me today on Inner Divinity, where we definitely focus on spirituality and personal growth, practical ways, you know, to have a happier, more peaceful life, and learning how to discover and honor and then come from that place of our deepest truth. And we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we've been talking about opening the heart, and I always have loved Valentine's Day. I've got to go out and get some cards and get them out, but I think that love, self-love, has always been my journey, and I've talked about it before, and it's what having no self-love is what has brought me to this place of having self-love. And even with self-love, and when you've gone through the fire and you've done the work, it doesn't mean you're done. It means you're awake, and now you're conscious. Now you are more aware when your ego creeps in and those little places of fear and doubt come out, and you allow things to trigger you. And your first initial thing is always, gosh, it's that other person. They bugged the crap out of me, or what do they know, yada, yada, yada. But I have learned, and I know to be true, that when that's happening to me, for the most part, there's something there I need to learn. And I do believe that those beautiful earth angels that trigger those buttons are master teachers. And when one shows up in your life, you know, when you begin to shift, I'll share a trick. I was meditating in the Red Rocks, in Sedona, and calling in Creator and calling in my spirit guides and connection to my higher self for big help on opening my heart and, you know, giving me the opportunity to walk through this place that I had asked to. And I just got this funny, I love spirit because my creator has sense of humor, had to hang out with me for 53 almost years. But I got this little message that said, when you're triggered, put the face of an angel on that face of that human spirit angel, and then react if you need to. And I'd never used that before, and I now incorporate it into daily life. And I always know when I'm looking into the eyes of someone else, I am looking into the eyes of Creator. But sometimes you can forget that. But when you visualize whatever you see, your angel, you know, that beautiful angelic face, and you put that on that person that is showing up for you to learn from, it shifts you. And again, you have to be ready. I can tell you there was many times in my life that if something didn't work for me, I walked away or ran away or I attacked or I just, you know, blew off a friendship or a relationship and was like, forget it. And that's kind of that instinct that comes because we grow up with our hearts getting wounded because we don't always remember that it's our power whether we get hurt or not, whether we attach that emotion to somebody else's actions or reactions or choices or what have you. But
I'm a grown up now, and I've taken that vow of responsibility for my own life, my own sense of love. And so now being awake, when that ego creeps in and when that fear creeps in, I'm there. And I don't have the luxury anymore to run, because then I'll have to come back and someone else will show up. Get it over with. And, I mean, I am certain I am a master teacher to many, because I know I probably push people's buttons and I'm just being me. And that doesn't mean that I can't learn, because sometimes in a shift, it is duo. You pick up that energy and you become more conscious, especially if it's been brought to your attention and you use the art of communication and you choose to come from love. And I think for me, when I go into this holiday season of Valentine's, because, oh, trust me, I love the box of chocolates. I love the flowers. Are you kidding me? I'm a girl. And I love giving, and I love giving things that make other people smile. But for me right now, I know that this is all about being in the space of an open heart, allowing myself to be vulnerable, allowing myself to whatever it takes to heal, so that as I move forward, I can be a holder of light. I can do the work that I choose to do, if that's just anything, but simply show up and be that love and not fear. And as we move into that and we learn from each other, then that energy absolutely spreads. And, you know, it's miraculous. It really is. And I think one of the things that I love is that, I mean, there are two universal truths that to me are really dead on. And I forget them sometimes because there's so many things to remember. But the two universal truths, one is not everyone thinks, feels, and acts like I do. Not everyone thinks, feels, and acts like I do, right? And that number two right after it is, it's okay that everyone doesn't think, feel, and act like I do. You know, we don't have to be on a crusade movement to change anyone. You know, you can't. The only person you can change is you. And what I found, the tools for me are asking spirit and allowing what emotions come through. Because sometimes you have to allow yourself to feel maybe an anger and then a sadness. But if you're conscious that you choose to live from the place of love and not fear, choose to live in Valentine's Day every day coming from love, then you have to be awake and aware for yourself. And again, all I know is what I can do for me. And when I share things, whether, you know, it's with a client or on the radio, it's not about you doing anything that doesn't feel right to you. Everybody's got different tools and ways that they move out of fear into love. But I ask Creator. That's what gets me in trouble sometimes. You know, it's like, ask to open your heart and remove your ego. Well, then every master teacher on the planet's going to show up. Yes, it's not always easy, but who said it was? And it's easy once you let go. Once you let go and realize it's all about you and not about you. And you flow and you look at every opportunity with that interaction with someone to be a gift, to open up and to be more receptive to that higher love and the love from spirit, that place where you are free from judgment and ridicule, or insecurity or jealousy or one-upmanship or whatever. You know, it's not about that. When you come from that heart space, that beautiful heart chakra energy vortex, you come from non-judgment. I don't care how much someone bugs you. You don't play it mean girl. You don't step out and derail. You look and you look for what can you find good in that person. Because we, you, me, none of us are more wise than each other. None of us is more spiritual than each other. And who's to say what level of spiritual evolution is more or less? To me, your actions, my actions, my words, what I do, what I say is what I am. And it is a moment-to-moment thing. And when you are stepping in that place of trusting your own inner essence, knowing that you don't have to defend it, not caring if someone says, I agree with you or I disagree, it doesn't matter. You're not there for either. You're there to walk your truth, come from love, be that light, walk with Creator, change yourself, change the world. It's an inside job, my dear friend, Priestess Kelly always says to me. I love her gentle power wisdom. It's an inside job. So the next time your friend, a stranger, your hubby, your wife, your kid, your bestie does something and you just, something comes up and you feel it. And it doesn't feel like love. It feels like anger or jealousy or fear or disgust or what have you. Look deeper. Look deeper. Because, you know, not always is it about that. Not always is that about shadowing it or mirroring it. Because sometimes it's about, am I going to stay in this relationship and do I continue to support this from a place of love? And maybe you can't. So sometimes it isn't always about staying in that energy. But what it is not allowing that energy to come to you and turn you into the place of fear or anger. And it's tough. I mean, come on, you all turn on the news, right? And you'll see where there is much coming from not love or self-love. But it's a work in progress. And again, it's back to yourself, because I can't change anyone I know. I can't change anyone I know. The only person I can change is me or my perception. And when someone says to me, Sage, this is what I think you should do in order to, I don't have to get mad about that. I don't have to accept it or do it. I can just say, hey, I value your perception. I value your take on that. And leave it at that. Because everyone's allowed to feel what they want to feel. And I think as we move into this place where everybody is celebrating the Day of the Heart and that beautiful interaction of love between lovers and friends and husbands and wives and kids, absolutely spread it. And take care of yourself. You know, Valentine's Day, do something nice for you. It all starts from within. When you have that sense of love for yourself, that you care about how you show up and you care how you deal with things in life, then, you know, you're honoring that place. And what that does is open you to some major mysteries and magical experiences. I also was thinking about something when I was driving in to the show today, and that was I was so in awe of my time in Sedona. And I'm going to tell you what, I told my husband, I think it's one of the most beautiful physical places I've ever been in my life. I've been a lot of places, but I've never felt what I felt there and that beauty of God's creation and work of art. But I think that the person, people, are the energy vortexes. And I think when our vortex is open and we are spiritually connected to ourself, our higher self, to Creator, to Goddess, to nature, we are that vortex. So we can take that vortex anywhere and experience that energy of spirit. And I came home last night late, and I woke up this morning and looked out my back door and looked at the beauty of the nature that I live in. And I said, this is a vortex. This is a vortex. And when I drove into the city last night and looked at the skyline in the nighttime, I said, there's a vortex right there, Cincinnati. And I really, truly feel that. And not that I don't suggest going to Sedona. Oh, I'm so going back. I love it there. But I love it here. And when I am in my center and in my space of self-love and gratitude and compassion and non-judgment, I am in that vortex. And I can be a vortex. You can be a vortex in the middle of chaos, in the middle of sadness, of darkness, because it's a choice. You know, my radio partner, Reverend Louisa Dyer, shout out to you today. The both of us, we're so on that. You know, it's about what we do with ourselves and how we shine and how we show up in life. And my path is to show up love. And again, I don't always do that. I desire to, and I do it more now than I ever did back in my way wounded days, and where I was just not thinking about that. But I'm more conscious of it now, because for me, for my existence and the rest of my time on this planet that I get, it feels so much better. It's, and it's not like some, you know, oh, sugar-coated type feeling of love. Not at all. It's just this powerful sense of connection to the source of the universe, to the flow of the energy. And you feel like you're at one. You're at one with everybody. And you're at one with the flow, whether it flows backwards or forward. Because, again, we don't have any control on what happens outside of ourselves. We don't. And it's like today, I didn't know that I wouldn't have a guest on today, so I rolled with it. And truly, my trip to Sedona was really for something else, and it turned out to be completely different. And I could have done a lot of ways of, my old behavior would have been one that was not from love. It would have been from ego. And that never, ever solves anything. It just pushes that ability to walk through something difficult back at you another way. So for me, I choose to bring it on. And if I fall, I fall. I get up. That's okay. I'm human. You know, I'm a spiritual energy in this human body, having a human experience to feel all these emotions that run through that body of ours. But when you can learn to truly not push down those feelings, not at all, because that's not good, but when you can let them feel, bring them up, look them in the eye, and then go back in and say, what is this really about? It's not about that person, because 9 times out of 10 someone else could say the same thing and it wouldn't bother you. It just depends, you know. It's about what is in the essence of what that master teacher showed up. And maybe you're awake to it so you can walk through it. My Valentine's gift to myself was definitely honoring the path of high heart love for myself to show up and walk through a time that was very much from ego. And that is amazing. And when you choose that, spirit works with you. And you realize that there is no real way of knowing how anything's going to go. It's all about how you choose to be in that moment. So that I love. I also need to let us talk about Soul Craftings, which is one of our other underwriters. Support for Inner Divinity comes from Soul Crafting with Sage and Patty, located in historic downtown Lebanon, Ohio. Soul Crafting offers workshops and classes to nourish the soul, plus individual intuitive and palm readings. Monthly activities include first Saturday Soul Crafting, third Friday Wild Women Drumming Circle, and last Sunday guided meditation and energy healing. For more information, you can visit their website at soulcraftings.com. So thank you, Soul Crafting. Gosh, I don't know where the time goes. It goes fast during this hour. Hope to see you back here next week from 2 to 3 Eastern Time at 88.3 FM online, live streaming also at WAIF883.org. Please visit our Facebook page. Yes, you can find us at Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And you can also visit the host of the show, my partner Louisa Dyer. You can go to her website And that's her name, which is, and it's louisadyer.com. And there's archive shows, and you can also download a free guided meditation to connect with your own inner divinity on that site. And our Facebook page, we love to hear from you. I'm always looking to see if anyone's going to say anything about the show or, you know, express a desire to come on and be interviewed to share your transformational story, because, you know, our stories are the same. When I hear people share their story of where they've come from and how they've risen from the ego and move in the space of heart, love, and gotten out of their own way through those trials and tribulations, I'm like, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm not as messed up as I thought I was. Oh, no. It really just gives you that inspiration hearing someone else's story and how they move through things and the tools that they use. So truly, if anyone out there desires to share that, please let us know on our Facebook page, and we'll go from there. And then you can find me, Sage Woman, on Facebook by Sage Woman. You can visit me there. Or also I have a website. It's new. It's called connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. It's long, but you can also find me there. So we would love that. And I think the most important thing for me today to share is that every day is a new day. And some days you can't find it in you maybe to come from that space of love. Maybe things just seem so down and out and you aren't ready to go there. It's okay. It happens. And, you know, who are we to judge the timing? I stayed in a place, well, longer than I ever choose to do again. I learned a lot from it. It wasn't always pleasant, but I wasn't always receptive nor willing to use the tools. And I know that during those times there was building of character. But I also know that deep inside of me, I knew that my only job on planet Earth is to show up, find my truth, love myself unconditionally, and be love and love others. That's all that matters. Honestly, that's it in a nutshell. Without love, nothing matters. Without love, there is nothing. There's fear, and there's anger, and there's distrust. And that's just the ego talking. Because in truth, we are all connected to spirit. We are all connected to each other. And we all are in this together. It is one earth, one people. And my wish for everyone this week is to have a beautiful, fabulous, gorgeous Valentine's Day. And smile at people, because one never knows if someone has a Valentine or not. Sometimes you don't know to be your own Valentine. So when you smile, when you look in someone's eye, and you just don't even have to say a word, but you send them that beautiful gift of love, they feel it. And many times in our darkest hour, it's just that simple act from one person, maybe even a stranger, that can take you out of that place and bring you to the place of, you know what? This is a glorious life. This is my life. And I get to choose how I create it every day. And I'm going to create it from love and not fear. And when we walk in that, we're showing up. We're doing the work. And that's what it's all about. So I think I've said everything I got to say and made reference to all the things I need to make reference to, and enjoy this beautiful week and the beautiful sunshine that is there today. I'm seeing it right through the windows. And as always with me, we will end today with a little music by Madonna, Ray of Light. So go out there and do your thing and be that ray of light. And I send you peace. Thank you.